Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
Hi, I'm Beth Crownover, Associate Director for Education at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum.
Awesome. And obviously, you know, it's been a bizarre year. You guys were shut down for many months. Where do you stand with that? Are you open at all, or is things still pretty shut down?
The Udvar-Hazy Center in Chantilly, Virginia is reopened. We do have limited capacity, but of course, everybody is welcome to come out. We have a ticket reservation system online to make sure that folks are maintaining safe social distance. So all that we ask is if you're coming out to the Udvar-Hazy Center that you log on to our website and select a time ticket and come on out.
Awesome. But then the main location on the National Mall, that remains closed?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Different guidelines in DC and Virginia.
That's right.
Okay, cool. But the reason for the season that we're talking is, you know, all the different Halloween things you have this October. Air and space, you're calling it air and scare. is this something you guys do every year, or is this like a COVID-related, let's find something new to do thing?
This actually is a tradition at the Air and Space Museum, specifically at the Udvar-Hazy Center. It is a wonderful community-based event. We see tens of thousands of people usually come to this event at the Udvar-Hazy location. And so we felt that it was our duty to kind of create an air and scare at home for those individuals who just love the tradition of coming out for air and scare at the Udvar-Hazy Center. And so this is the first time we're doing anything online for this event, obviously, but we're really excited about what we have to offer.
Sounds great. All right, well, let's get into some of the cool activities. Let's start with the virtual costume contest. Explain what you know, how many different age group categories, and you know just give us the pitch. What should our parents with maybe little kids at home, you know, what should they know?
Yeah, for sure. So we have several categories for entering. We kind of have the babies and toddlers, 0 to 4, kids ages 5 to 12, a youth category, ages 13 to 17, adult, which is anybody 18 and older. And then we're really excited about the fact that we have a pets category too. So that should be a fun way of kind of celebrating the holiday. We ask that folks think about kind of air and space themed costumes. It can be, you know, early aviation, space exploration, science fiction. But we're really excited to see kind of everybody's creativity and what they come up with. Folks can submit their costumes online, and the costume contest is open for submission now until October 25th.
And then the winners will be announced when?
The winners will be announced on Saturday, October the 31st via social media.
Okay, so everyone, you heard, get the costume photos in by October 25th and then check back on Halloween to see if you won. And do they win any prizes?
Yeah, we have a wonderful sponsor. Mars Wrigley is our annual sponsor for this event. And so winners, human winners, will receive candy prize packs that we'll be mailing to them. And the pet winner will receive a special pet prize pack.
Great. All right. So in addition to the costume contest, you also are having a virtual pumpkin decorating contest. What's the details with that?
Yeah, same timeline in terms of anybody who wants to decorate a pumpkin and send us their images of the pumpkin. They can do so any time between now and October the 25th. We do have some stencils that are available on our website and can be easily downloaded, but those are not required to be used. They're just meant to be kind of initial inspiration. And again, we're just asking people to think about kind of aviation and space themed pumpkins and how you might use your creativity to lend that kind of flair to your pumpkin or jack-o'-lantern this season.
And just to elaborate on that a little more, you are the Air and Space Museum. So explain, if you can, a little more detail about how some of those stencils are very, you know, NASA or aviation related.
Yeah, they're super fun. We have one that shows the shuttle blasting off. We have a couple that feature very specific planes like the Douglas C-54 Skymaster. And so it's really kind of thinking through, you know, what different ways can you express aviation and space, maybe, you know, a group signia from a particular bombardment group. I love nose cone art that was so prevalent during World War II. And so some of those images are really cool to think about as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. You have the Space Shuttle Discovery stencil. You have the Douglas C-54 Skymaster plane as a stencil. It's really cool. But again, to reiterate what you said, it doesn't have to be that. You can also submit, you know, regular jack-o'-lantern type stuff. So, okay, cool. And then in addition to those two contests, you have several, you know, cool virtual programming things going on. Tell me about on Tuesday, October 20th, 1 p.m., you have Flights of Fancy Storytime. What's that?
Yeah, Flights of Fancy is our traditional storytime program that we actually have brought online and started doing so in the spring. We have two exceedingly gifted early childhood educators on our team, Anne Kaspari and Diane Kidd. Anne writes original stories for our Flights of Fancy virtual story time. And Diane, who is an artist, creates original artworks that go alongside them. And so each one of them is very original and specific to the Air and Space Museum. And anybody who has been following the Flights of Fancy over the course of the summer will be very familiar with the three characters that pop up in this one. And they are inspired to create air and space themed costumes from found objects and various recyclables. So it's a really, really fun and original program. And we love to bring this to everybody because it's great to then get the feedback from early learners in terms of what they take away from it. So we're excited about this. It's one of my favorite programs. So I'm looking forward to this installment.
Yeah, that's super cool. And then on Thursday, October 29th at 1 p.m., you have the Air and Scare live chat. What's that?
This is actually going to be focused on folks who work within props and costume industry and thinking about kind of, you know, what is it like to be within that realm and kind of what are the tricks of the trade and what might people be able to be inspired by for their own costume. So it should be pretty fun.
Great. And then the other thing you're doing on Friday, October 30th, on All Hallows Eve, I guess, is Scare Space Stories with an Air of Mystery. Explain what that is.
We have been using Instagram Live as a platform to engage with folks. And so we're going to have a takeover of the National Air and Space Museum Instagram account. And we're going to be sharing some kind of spooky and mysterious stories from aviation. So kind of think along the Amelia Earhart kind of era and some of those stories that, you know, we don't really know what happened. And so we're going to be unpacking those and exploring those types of stories a little bit. And so we'll do that throughout the day on Friday, October 30th.
Gotcha. So some more mysterious Amelia Earhart disappearances, maybe some Bermuda Triangle or UFO type stuff. I love it.
Little Area 51, you never know.
Awesome. Cool. Well, then that's on the 30th, and that takes us all the way, you know, back through the, and then on the 31st, we have the costume and pumpkin contest winners announced. So that's a full month of great stuff for parents and kids. I guess just in closing, you know, is there anything else that I haven't asked you that we need to know about?
I think the only thing I would add is that we also have a collection of about five different downloadable activities that families can engage in as well, from kind of making different types of Halloween themed props and things that you might want to put with your costume. So I encourage folks to check that part out on our website as well. Just another aspect of the programming that you can bring into your home.
Awesome. Well, thanks for putting all this on. It's going to be great. I know parents and, you know, with kids at home have been, they've been climbing the walls trying to find stuff to do. So this is going to be great. So thanks again. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.